Yeah, that's what we just got done talking about. That's a big play, keeping the game there and keeping that in the infield and that runner from scoring gives you confidence. It's tough. I don't care if you're starting with a runner on second or not. It's tough to score off Hader. So that was a big part of the game.
Getting a bunt down lefty versus lefty against Hader, is that one of the hardest things to do in baseball?
It's not easy. We felt like it was our best shot there in order to give Goldie or Eddie a chance there. And Palacios did his job. He stuck his nose in there and got it down, so very nice job.
How's that conversation go? Do you ask him how comfortable he is? But I mean, you got to have a feel for how he bunts, but...
Yeah, you get it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or does he have no choice?
Yeah.
With the role Wilson played tonight, from the moment you signed him, you lauded his competitive spirit. What has that brought during this season, especially when you look at all the things that have gone awry?
I mean, you saw it there, some of the emotion when he lines out, hits it, I mean, exactly the way he wants, right at the third baseman. He's frustrated, but you see the emotion that he showed after the first homer and then the second one, regardless of where we are in the standings. I mean, he's just continuing to compete, and that's just the way he's made. I mean, this guy, he doesn't care about anything but competing. We have several guys in that clubhouse that are very similar, but his level of being a competitor is pretty high.
Has that been a big part of this year, him finding a home at this place, given there was the catch, not catch, stretch, and all that, and for him to kind of find a home here?
I feel like that's been a big part of it, is just settling in and not trying to do too much. He felt that, we felt that early on, where he was just trying to show that he was here to help. And there's just a difference between doing that and then just kind of dropping your shoulders and playing the game the way you're used to playing it. And he's done a lot of that lately. Yeah.
When you think about Tommy Edman and what he's done for you guys this year specifically, in terms of changing positions, playing in center field, the offensive progress that he's made in terms of adding power, how important is he to the core of your club going forward?
He's extremely important to the core of our group. I mean, when you look at him, one, the versatility is amazing, but he's a student of the game, and you want a lot of those guys that are just into the nuances of the game, the small details of it. He studies the base running defense side. I mean, he's just really into the competition. And to answer your question, he's a big part of what we're doing. To come off the bench there, I mean, you're wanting to give him, we talked about it before the game, you're wanting to give him a day and stay away from him, but that situation comes up, he's ready for it, and he delivered.
Does he, when he gets a day like that, is he in flats, or when does he go get his
clothes? Nah, he's never, and yeah, he's ready to go. Even when you tell him he's got a day, he's ready.
You talk about how this team hasn't stopped fighting, how they haven't stopped quitting, and now that's added to the frustration at times when there's been struggles this season.
Yeah.
How good does it feel to get this comeback win tonight, have something to celebrate,
yeah,
especially against a good pitcher like Hader?
Really damn good. To hear the crowd get into it and give them a reason to get into it, to walk somebody off, to come back from behind, all of it feels good. And we wish we would have done more of it. But we got a month left, and we got to continue to fight the way we're fighting. So.
Yeah. How big of a revelation is JoJo? I mean, to strike out those first two, and then he breaks a bat and gets the pop-up that he needs to get out of that?
Yeah, I'll start with Lawrence coming in and doing his job and giving us a chance of keeping the game there. That was a really nice job. And then King for one hitter and just keeping the game exactly where it's at. That was a big out. But JoJo was phenomenal, and he continues to show extremely well. To start there with the runner on second, get two punch-outs, and then we talked about Mason's play, but then get the fly-out to end that was he's doing an unbelievable job. That changeup was pretty dirty tonight, so yeah.
Hollywood, Tommy, when he's had days off and he comes in and these moments, I mean, what are those conversations like, or that moment like when you tell him, or he knows he's going into the game, like just kind of what do you see from him and his preparedness and being ready to commit it?
Yeah, there's another level of preparation there. When you talk about Tommy, I turn around, he's sweating and with the bat in his hand, and he's ready because he's been underneath getting ready for that exact moment. So he knows where the spot is, where he can come in, and what the possibilities are. So the conversation is pretty quick. It's yours. You'll take it.
With
yeah.
the
with Zach tonight. Just a matter of too many walks, tries to pitch count high, and that's where he ends up.
Yeah, and there were close misses, but didn't command the fastball as well as we've seen his last several outings. Just pitch count was driven up. You got the four walks mixed in there. He leaned on the cutter heavily, got some swing and miss with that. But the biggest difference was the command on the fastball. He was able to use it in quite a bit, but didn't stick it in there for strikes as much as he would have liked.
Zach,